The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power in your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite, Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
And in honor of Veterans Day, we at the Golf Club Radio Show, all of our sponsors would like to salute all of you who've served in the United States Armed Forces and are currently serving. Hats off to all of you. Thank you for your sacrifice and your service for our country, our state, and our freedom can never truly be quantified. I'd like to give a big shout out to Mary B. Porter King. She's been chosen to be the captain of the U.S. team at the 2019 matches, the Junior Solheim Cup team matches in Glen Eagles, Scotland, this coming year. This is so exciting. I can't wait to talk to Mary B. Porter King. And congratulations, Best Young Teachers in America 2018-2019. Kevin Shimomura Ko'olina and Kyle Kinioka of Honolulu Country Club. And now I'd like to bring in one of our favorite guests on the Golf Club Radio Show. It's Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel analyst, commentator, on-course reporter, co-recipient of the PGA Distinguished Service Award, and of course, a growth of game proponent both here in Hawaii and in Chicago. Good morning, Mark Rolfing.
Good morning, Danielle. It's so great to be back and to come back to all this news. We have such a wealth of golf talent in this state to have two top under 40 teachers in America that you talked about in Kyle and Kevin, and of course Mary B. The awards just keep piling on for her and honors, and to be the captain of the Junior Solheim Cup team is tremendous, and she'll be a great captain there, of course. And it just reminds me of how much I love living in Hawaii when stuff like this happens.
Yeah, and you being a co-recipient just back from the PGA of America annual meeting, you and Debbie Rolfing honored with the Distinguished Service Award. That must have been a wonderful evening.
Well, it was. So we got the award last year, so it was a year ago, and I actually emceed the awards dinner this past Thursday night. So a year later, I had expected that they were going to give the award to somebody else this year, and they decided not to. So the really good news is we get to keep it for 2 years.
2 years!
Well, that is really nice. But it was a tremendous night in Palm Springs, and the dynamic of Susie Whaley becoming the president of the PGA of America is just incredible. And it was so great for me to see all the Hawaii contingent. Wes Waialua, of course, was there, and Scott Ashworth, and Eddie Lee, David Havens, Lance Paqueta, Kevin Carl. I'm sure I'm going to miss a couple of them. But it was just great having all the Hawaii folks there, too.
You know, if you don't know Susie Whaley, she became the first woman since Babe Didrikson Zaharias to qualify. And by the way, Zaharias played in four PGA Tour events in 1938 to 1945, okay? She was an amazing, amazing Olympic athlete. She qualified, Whaley did, for the PGA Tour event when she won the Connecticut PGA Section Championship in 2002, earning her a spot outright in the Greater Hartford Open. I mean, that she went up against the guys, she qualified, she played. She's an amazing competitor. She's an amazing teacher, a director of instruction at Susie Whaley Golf in Farmington, Connecticut. She competed on the LPGA. She knows competition. She knows teaching. it's really perfect that she was chosen or voted in first as secretary and then making the move up the ladder. It's kind of you get to be secretary, then you're vice president, and then your natural progression, 2 years as president of the PGA of America. Really an honor. Did you get to talk with her about what her plans are?
Yes, I've talked with her quite a bit. I'll tell you a quick Susie story from the other night. She just got so much energy, Danielle. So the program the other night, a lot of it was the kind of recognizing Paul Levy, the outgoing president, and then, of course, Susie, the incoming president. And the program was a big dinner program. It was 800 people. I was the MC, a lot of folks. The dinner and kind of the band playing was going to end at 8:30, and then we were going to start the program. Well, at about 8:15, it was a really good band. A bunch of kids got up and started dancing up with the band, and the next thing I know, who's up dancing but Susie Whaley? And we haven't even done the program yet, and she's up dancing. Usually you dance when the whole thing's over. It was great, and I said, wow, you know, what a sign this is for the PGA of America. I'll tell you an interesting dynamic. I left Palm Springs yesterday not at all thinking that we have a woman as the president of the organization that I'm a member of and love so much. It really isn't so much the dynamic of the fact that there is a woman for the first time, and that's really historic. To me, it's the dynamic of Susie herself. She is a competitor, as you said. She's got some tremendous vision, and I can't tell you how important it's going to be, this move, which she was a big part of, moving the PGA Championship from being the last major of the year into May. When the PGA is played in May now, instead of the end of August, it's going to kickstart the golf season for all 29,000 members of the PGA of America around the country, and I think have a huge, huge impact and make the PGA more important as a governing body in the game.
Energizing. It's energizing.
It really will.
Yeah.
It really will.
Yeah. To me, she is perfect. There was one person in the media who said, why is the media not invited to this amazing a moment in 102 years of your history? This is the first woman to be elected and voted in to be the president of the PGA of America. Why is there no media presence? And they said, well, this is our annual meeting. We do business here. You know, it's not a media event. It's for our people to conduct their annual meeting affairs. And I was thinking to myself, you know, if you make too much of a big deal about Susie Whaley as a woman instead of Susie Whaley as a person who is going to take, just like a man or a woman, doesn't matter, she's a person. Yes, it's the first woman, and that's fantastic to be acknowledged and to be given the confidence from all these guys who normally, you know, look to each other for direction and ideas. Now a woman is in there. That's wonderful. But at the same time, I think we need to look at women as people, not man and woman, and giving them accolades based on what their accomplishments are. And Susie Whaley is an amazing, accomplished woman, very intelligent, very savvy, and obviously dancing, very energetic, as you said, Mark.
Yeah, she is. And I'm not totally sure how accurate, you know, and I read some of the stuff about the media not being invited. I talked to a number of the PGA officials about it. They typically don't invite media, but there was some media there. And as a matter of fact, the MC of the entire night was me.
Yes.
Who happens to be the media. And in fact, I work for the network that just lost the rights to the PGA Championship. They gave them to CBS instead of NBC. And I was still there. That's who they invited to come be the MC. So I don't think it was so much that the media wasn't invited, but yeah, it's a business meeting, and most of the stuff happens in the mornings, and you can't have press conferences and stuff like that, but it's certainly not a situation where they were hiding anything, and it was a very, very proud moment for the organization that Susie Whaley had been elected.
Yes, yes. Some of the other people that stand out, some total of 8 PGA members honored throughout the evening. The PGA Player Development Award went to one of my favorite ladies who's been on the show, Marvel Barnard. Such a PGA, LPGA from Haven Golf Course in Green Valley, Arizona. Another really energetic, fun woman.
Yeah, there she is. And seeing all the people that are now engaged and the quality of people, and these people are volunteers, remember, too. They have other jobs. So what they do for the PGA of America is not like what Seth Waugh does. He gets paid. He's the CEO. So Susie Whaley is a volunteer, just like Paul Levy was. I'll tell you, I think the PGA of America is going through a transition right now that's really going to surprise people. And a lot of it is caused by the fact that they now have a major revenue source coming from this new television deal. ESPN and CBS paid $90 million a year for almost 10 years, I think it is.
Wow.
To the PGA of America for that championship. So that is going to be just a tremendous source of income that the PGA is now going to take and really do things for the PGA members and start building career paths, helplines for golf professionals to make the jobs better and to cause more people and especially to be more inclusive in who becomes golf professionals, whether it's gender or race or anything else, really open it up. I was shocked when I saw really the organizational chart that the PGA of America now has. It's got twice the number of career employment people working there than it did 5 years ago. They've absolutely doubled it. There's almost 20 people there now, but that's all they do is worry about jobs. And the reason that they can do that is they've got this television money that came in from another source.
Yeah, and plus partnering up with Top Golf and making sure that PGA of America members work at a Top Golf facility to teach. That was another one of those moments, right? Moving the commercial industry and joining up with this nonprofit because the PGA of America basically is there to help other PGAs.
Absolutely. I was in Dallas earlier in the week playing with Palm Springs and spent some time with the Top Golf folks at their headquarters there. And we talked a lot about the PGA of America. And I can tell you that the direction that Top Golf is headed is more toward being able to adapt their product to what a golf professional may have at his site. So not everybody's got a 7.5-acre area like we had over at Alawai, let's say, where you could build a full Top Golf. Some places are smaller. Kanapali, look at the range there. That is 3.5 acres, I think. Why can't you develop some sort of Top Golf product for a smaller range and not just eliminate all these places that don't have a full 7.5 acres? And the answer is you can. And you're going to start seeing that happen. So all across America, you're going to start seeing top tracer, they're going to call it top tracer ranges, being built in smaller areas so these club professionals can use that technology to help people get better at playing golf.
Now, Top Tracer is of Top Golf's creation. So it belongs to Top Golf, but Top Tracer, isn't that used in television golf broadcasting?
It is, yeah. Yeah, so when you watch me or when you think about, let's take the Sony Open because Wylie is a great Top Tracer course. Because for the last five holes at Wylie, as you know very well, Danielle, are sharp dogleg lefts. And the Top Tracer technology is the line that you'll see on the screen that we keep showing you as to where the ball is going off the tee when a guy hits it. And sometimes at the 14th hole, it's going to be down the middle with a little curve, or some guys are going to stand up and hit it right over the trees. What Top Tracer technology shows you is how the ball reacts coming off the club face. So you will see the speed the ball's traveling, and you will see the spin that the ball's traveling. And those are two really important things for people to understand. Why does a ball slice? It slices because of the way it's spinning. And so this technology is going to go into driving ranges. And my understanding is, Top Golf is going to pay for this technology to go in there. So as a golf pro, you really don't have to go buy Top Tracer technology. That's part of this deal. It's kind of like, you know, having a track man. It's kind of like everybody having a track man, except those things cost $25,000 and nobody can afford them.
Yeah.
So this is why the Topgolf PGA deal is a really good deal.
Before we leave Topgolf, I was just wondering, are you having listening tours over the next couple of months, weeks?
Now that I am back, the answer is yes. We're going to have a bunch of them in December. We've been going to some board meetings. We went to one in the St. Louis neighborhood the other night, and we are hearing what people are saying and really getting ourselves prepared. It's going to be the same subjects that come up every time the discussion occurs, because Alawai is going to change. It's going to get even busier than it is now. So the subjects are going to revolve around traffic, noise, and lights. And the one that I'm most excited about is the lights, because I was out there not too long ago at night on the driving range at Alawai, and I can tell you the lights at Topgolf are going to be way less obtrusive than they are at the range right now, because those lights at the range right now go horizontally and shine out onto the range, whereas the Topgolf lights go up and down and basically light the playing field area mostly. So I think everybody's going to be really pleased when we start doing our listening tours. It's not like we're going to say, here's what we're doing. It's going to say, what do you want us to do? And when they see what can be done, I think they're really going to like it.
Awesome. Jordan Spieth missed the cut, Mayakoba. He had said prior to playing Safeway and Mayakoba that he really wanted to play. He really wanted to win because he really wanted to go to Kapalua. He did not want to miss the Century Tournament of Champions. Well, it looks like he's going to miss the Century Tournament of Champions. This is pretty unbelievable that Jordan Spieth, how many years has he been there and not having him there? Very strange. What's your take on Jordan's game?
Well, I will tell you, Danielle, that on Monday in Dallas, Jordan and I did a sit-down interview with about 900 people in attendance. It was a fundraiser for MD Anderson in Texas. He's a University of Texas guy, and we didn't talk publicly about it, but I talked privately with him about it. He is absolutely brokenhearted. He cannot believe it. Of all the things that he is talking about that were disappointing for him this year, and there were some good things that happened to him this year, but certainly not as many good as there were disappointing. And I think the biggest disappointment of all is coming to Maui. Now, having said that, he's getting married in 2 weeks, and I said, what are you going to do for the honeymoon? You know, you guys like Maui, you know, better than any place in the world. You ought to come sometime, maybe not necessarily in November, but come sometime. You know, you're a friend of ours. You've become part of Hawaii golf. You know, everybody loves you out here. Just come visit. You know, it's play. But man, don't do it again. Don't screw it up next year.
Don't screw it. Yeah, I really hope, because watching him play and his emoting after every strike that goes wrong, that must be exhausting emotionally and physically. The body tenses. All of those things must just add to the difficulties that he's having. All of us know what that's like. When you're just having a really rotten day, you just can't get anything to go. I'm hoping that he can get through with that, you know, get just past that. Maybe taking some time off after being married, having his honeymoon, no more stress of the, the pre-marriage jitters, and make things better. Just some time off sometimes. You get some perspective. The match, I wanted to ask, Mark Rolfing was with us. I think we've lost him. He was on the line just back in from a major tour. He was here last week and then gone to the mainland, just in from California now, where they had the PGA of America annual meeting. A couple of people I wanted to recognize. They've been on the show. It's so exciting. PGA Teacher of the Year is James Siekman. The Golf Academy at Shadow Ridge, I mean, he's the short game specialist. Another person is Horton Smith Award goes to Joseph Hallett, Vanderbilt Legends Club, very, very respected mental game coach as well. And the Deacon Palmer Award for overcoming hardship to work at the highest level went to Monty Elam, PGA Director of Golf at Wedgford Valley Golf Club in Michigan. Elam was blinded during what was supposed to be a routine eye surgery. A procedure later restored partial sight to one eye. When he was asked what motivated him to continue in golf, he said, being told that I couldn't do it, people inspire me all the time. I thought that was absolutely perfect. So thank you, Mark Rolfing, for being on the show. Real pleasure talking with you. Have a great Veterans Day weekend. We're going to talk with Steve Greiner, the founder of Links to Freedom, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
More about our trip to the exclusive listeners tour to Ireland. Golf, luxury, transport, five-star hotels, sightseeing, magnificent evening meals, luxury welcome gifts, competition pack. All the golf is included, of course, so you'll be going out and about, playing at these fabulous courses, staying at the K Club, one of the really, really cool places to stay in Ireland. So join us, because we're going to be at the K Club. You'll have a personal caddy at Ballybunion, the Wild Atlantic and Majestic Waterville golf clubs, traveling in luxury vans, the fine Irish dining, the pub experience, the famous pub lunches, breakfasts, fit for champions, as it were. So do come and join us. Go to radiogolfclub.com and be sure to check out the exclusive listeners tour.
Check out Aloha Power Equipment's 7th anniversary sale. Anniversary sale at the Waipahu location on Sunday the 11th and Veterans Day Monday, November 12th. Tour our facility. Demo new equipment. Meet factory reps from Honda, Steel, Shindaiwu, and more. This will be the largest power equipment sales event of its kind, featuring the lowest prices of the year. Get the brand new EU2200 at $999, free food, prizes, and a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas at our Waipahu store. Sale prices available at both locations, 2 days only, November 11th and 12th, at Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing. 841-2837. Your experts on call. Let's see. 40 yards to the pin. Wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, well, we were talking with Mark Rolfing just a few minutes ago, and we had an alert come in. There's a flood advisory for Oahu until 10 o'clock this morning. Heavy showers along the windward side and east Oahu, and the forecast calls for rain for most of the day. This is supposed to be across Oahu for the day and then slowly move to Maui. So for the time being, we're going to get it. And of course, then Maui, and it'll keep going unless it just rains itself out or gets stuck. And I really want to welcome our new sponsor, Aloha Power Equipment, celebrating the Waipahu store 7th anniversary. It's a sale at the Waipahu location Sunday, that's tomorrow, and Veterans Day Monday, November 12th. Great prizes, great prices at both Sand Island and Waipahu. And the reason I was saying prizes is because if you go to Waipahu, free food, prizes, and a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas at that Waipahu store. So you get the great deals at both stores, but you'll get prizes and food and a chance to trip, you know, the trip to Las Vegas. All of that is over at the Waipahu store. And you can tour the facility, demo the new equipment, meet the factory reps from Honda, Steel, Shindaiwa, and more. So that's what's happening at Aloha Power Equipment. It's the Waipahu 7th anniversary sale, November 11th. That's Veterans Day tomorrow, and the 12th, and that's Veterans Day weekend, wrapping up our 3-day weekend at Aloha Power Power Equipment. Yes, indeed. Now, I'd like to introduce you, if you haven't met before, a wonderful man. I met him in Virginia. We spoke a couple of times, and then I was visiting my son, who is in the Army, and he was stationed at Fort Belvoir. And at Fort Belvoir is where Steve Greiner, PGA 2016 National Patriot Award recipient and founder of Links to Freedom, started the program that everybody uses when they do Wounded Warrior programs. He is the creator of the PGA Best Practices Golf Program used by the Wounded Warrior programs. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Really good. I mean, it's Veterans Day weekend. I'm actually taking Monday off. So I'm excited. Nice. And saluting all of the men and women serving our country and who've served our country. It's a wonderful weekend. And you, sir, have been nominated. I was just looking at this. Steve Greiner, PGA Links to Freedom Executive Director, has been nominated to become the most innovative person in golf. If you'd like to help Steve win this nomination, just email his name and contact information and a brief description of why, and we can vote for you. This is fantastic. How did this start?
Well, you know, when 9/11 hit, and I was the head pro at an Army golf course, and I started doing programs, and being in Washington, D.C., you get a lot of attention. There's a lot of leadership, both for the military and for the government in general. So there were a lot of attention and accolades. And but you know well from just visiting our program that it's all about the troops and trying to be part of the solution to what's going to be a lot of years of having challenges with our veterans healing from what they've been through. So it's really great for our program to get the attention, but of course that's not why we do this. We do it just because we love our troops, and we know that the things that they've experienced don't go away in a couple of weeks or a few months or even a year or two, that it goes on for a long time. And so we think guns can be part of the solution in helping them recover.
And that's exactly what the name says. Links is like the links on a golf course. And to freedom is freedom from the things that are holding you back in your own mind. Because so many people can overcome all kinds of physical injuries. They can overcome the mind. You can do that, but you need help. And Links to Freedom is not part of the Department of Defense or any of its components. It has no governmental status. It gets no governmental funding. So all of the things that Steve Greiner does, he does, the season of giving is starting. And if you'd like to thank the Links to Freedom folks, you can always do that. Thanks to your support for the Wounded Warriors, the disabled veterans, and the Gold Star families, they get benefits from the Links to Freedom's adaptive and rehabilitative golf programs. And one of the things, so you know, they're dedicated to restoring a sense of normalcy to wounded warriors, disabled veterans, their families, and caregivers. And I love that. It's all inclusive. When I was at Belvoir and I saw all the people coming together, can you describe why golf is such a good thing to help get the social aspect of life back on track in addition to the physical rehabilitative aspect of getting back on track?
Yeah, there are so many benefits to golf that I realized as I was developing the program, and one of them is they can do it with their family. And of course, we all know as golfers how social golf is, the camaraderie where they can also play with their fellow troops that went through the same thing that they went through. So the social aspect and the fact that they can do it at their own pace, they can do it with little risk of injury. Again, they can do it with their family and with their caregivers and their fellow service members. And I think the environment, when you come back, especially for the ones that got hurt or became ill
in combat, when they come back, just the beauty and the serenity of golf courses is the complete opposite of what they went through. And I'm sure I'm leaving a few things out, but golf is really uniquely positioned to help people overcome serious injuries and illnesses.
I spoke with a doctor about children in particular, autistic children, and he told me that golf is a very, very good sport for them to take up because you want to get children out and about. And the reason it's good for them to take it up is because they're in a group, but they're alone. And a lot of about being PTSD is having your own space, and how much of your space is necessary for you to be comfortable, it varies. Some people need 2 feet of space. Some people don't want to be too close. Some people want to be able to walk away from the scene, have a time out, stand by a tree, and look at all those people that you can rejoin. But you have the option to go back to that group. They're there for you when you're ready. You're not in your home all by yourself thinking about all these things that are tormenting you. You are now in a group of people who have similar experiences. They know what it's like. They can appreciate your moment when they don't ask why you're over there. They just know that that's a moment you need. And I think that's really part of the healing process, having a group of people together. And then, of course, having something to do. And doing, you know, you're busy with your hands, you're busy with your mind, it's trying to hold a golf club, it's trying to swing right, it's trying to do all these things, whether it's the putter or the chipping or on the driving range where you can just beat balls and just, you know, get a lot of stuff out. And I really love what you've created, Steve Greiner, and he is the creator of the PGA Best Practices Golf Program that's used by the Wounded Warrior Programs. He's a 2016 National Patriot Award recipient from the PGA of America. Steve, you've also had challenges, so you can really relate to some of the things that our wounded warriors go through.
Yes, way back, time flies, but is going back to maybe even my 20s. Ironically, when I was playing my best golf and had some of the best finishes that I ever had in competition, I started noticing tremors.
Tremors? I'm sorry, was that tremors?
Yes, tremors. And they started progressing pretty quickly. And then there was also freezing and a whole assortment of things that led me to feel that I might have Parkinson's. And so I did go to a neurologist, and the good news was I did not have Parkinson's. I had what was called dystonia and essential tremor. But the progression at an early age was really frustrating for my golf. There was no cure. There were some treatments. They didn't really help a lot, just a little bit. And I was probably diagnosed, I can't remember exactly, but going back to around 1990. And then in the early 2000s, a surgical option did become available. And, of course, I wasn't going to be the first one. I was going to wait and make sure they perfected a little bit, but in 2010, I had bilateral deep brain surgery, which means you have an implant in each side of the brain that's hooked into a little battery computer, and it's been amazing, absolutely amazing, because it had progressed to the point where I did everything I could to fight through it and keep playing competitively, but it was starting to get just a little too much. I was losing control over my arms. And in fact, it was affecting everyday life. I was having trouble eating and just drinking. I mean, it was that bad. And so I had the surgery, and it's been unbelievable. It was a scary thing to go through, but I'm actually, I'd say, 80 to 90%. It's like I traveled back in time, and many of my skills returned. A lot of the mental interference that I was having went away. I didn't need all the coping mechanisms anymore. And so it was a big step to have brain surgery for something that wouldn't threaten my life or kill me, but it certainly can disable you. And it was disabling for me. I had lost my ability to do everyday tasks. And so I had the surgery, and it's been unbelievable. how good the results have been.
And that's it, you know. So as a result of your experiences with the dystonia and having the surgery and taking, you know, that leap of faith and just, I've got to do this because I don't want to live like this anymore, you can help people in your own way and talking or just being around with them. I know that it must be really helping because you've been competing. You competed in the Senior Open in Virginia. You came in tied for 21st. Was that you?
Well, it depends what year. This past year, I don't think I quite finished.
We're breaking up a lot. Sometimes we can hear you really well, and sometimes we can't.
Okay. How's that?
Right now, we can hear you really well.
Okay. It depends when, but I've had some strong finishes the last couple of years. I think it might have been last year that I finished 21st in the state open. This year, I was a little higher. But it's just great to be out there doing it because I never really thought I would be able to get back to that. And so I think it sends a good example to those that are in our program.
You've got the Belvoir program that you're still doing. Are you now a joint base, Andrews?
Yes, actually, what's changed, when I formed, you know, the program, the original Belvoir program's over 12 years old now, but 3 years ago, I decided to retire from running Fort Belvoir, the golf course, and focus exclusively on helping the wounded, ill, and injured. So that's where Links to Freedom came in. And actually, we are officially working with the Army. They have 13 warrior transition battalions. That's where the wounded, ill, and injured go. And we're trying to get programs out to those battalions. We haven't gotten out to all of them yet, but we did start, I believe, 3 additional Army programs this year and a couple of Air Force programs. And we had 9 programs in total in 2018.
Well, I think we have a wounded warrior facility here in Hawaii. It would be really cool if you got here. That would be awesome. It's so good talking with you. Steve Greiner, PGA 2016 National Patriot Award recipient and founder of Links to Freedom. You can find him. Tell us your website.
Linkstofreedom.org, all one word, Links to Freedom. Not the number, it's linkstofreedom.org. And we're on Facebook and website and all that. And people can find me personally also on Facebook. And Danielle, thank you so much for your support and your service as an Army mom on this Veterans Weekend. It just means a lot to us at our program at Links to Freedom, you know, for you to have your support of us.
Thank you very much, Steve Greiner. I appreciate you taking the time. Steve Greiner, PGA, founder of Links to Freedom. Thank you for being on the show. Aloha.
Thank you, Danielle. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to come back. I want to thank the people who just made me really, really happy. Thank you, Steve Greiner. You know, families with someone who chooses to be in service. We're kind of always in service because you never know where they're going to go and what situations they're going to be in. And all you can do is put your head down and be positive and say, everything's going to be okay. And I want to thank all of the people who make this show possible. And that would include, of course, Aloha Power Equipment. And you're having your special Veterans Day celebration for the 7th anniversary of the Waipahu store of Aloha Power Equipment. If you go to the Waipahu store, not only do you get the really great prices, but they've got prizes and food, and you could win the trip for two to Las Vegas. But, you know, if you can't get to Waipahu, they've always got the Sand Island store where the prices are going to be perfect. Just no more cow-cow. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. check out Aloha Power Equipment's 7th Anniversary Sale. Anniversary Sale at the Waipahu location on Sunday the 11th and Veterans Day Monday, November 12th. Tour our facility. Demo new equipment. Meet factory reps from Honda, Steel, Shindaiwu, and more. This will be the largest power equipment sales event of its kind, featuring the lowest prices of the year. Get the brand new EU2200 at $999, free food, prizes, and a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas at our Waipahu store. Sale prices available at both locations, 2 days only, November 11th and 12th, at Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
More about our trip to the exclusive listeners tour to Ireland. Golf, luxury, transport, five-star hotels, sightseeing, magnificent evening meals, luxury welcome gifts, competition pack. All the golf is included, of course, so you'll be going out and about, playing at these fabulous courses, staying at the K Club, one of the really, really cool places to stay in Ireland. So join us, because we're going to be at the K Club. You'll have a personal caddy at Ballybunion, the Wild Atlantic and Majestic Waterville golf clubs, traveling in luxury vans, the fine Irish dining, the pub experience, the famous pub lunches, breakfasts, fit for champions, as it were. So do come and join us. Go to radiogolfclub.com and be sure to check out the exclusive listeners tour.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
There's a flood advisory on the island of Oahu until 10 o'clock. We're going to have breezy conditions today. The winds are supposed to be northeasterly, so it's going to be a little chilly. 15 to 25 miles per hour. Bring on the chilly. Thank you. Numerous showers this morning, you can tell, on the windward side and east to Oahu. Scattered showers in the afternoon. Scattered showers throughout the day on the leeward side as well. So the high between 79 and 84 degrees. And then this front is supposed to move from Oahu and then slowly move its way over to Maui. And and probably to the Big Island. Although the Big Island is probably going, hey, Hilo, I don't want any more rain. We've had enough rain. Thank you very much. I want to bring in from the Big Island a gentleman. I've just kind of fallen in love with something that has been created by the Golf Association, the Superintendents of America, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Dan Usick is the director of golf maintenance at Hualalai, and he is the founder of the first green program here in Hawaii. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dan.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Danielle.
I've been going through your website, and I've actually, my 15-year-old, and I'm going to bring him to the biology teacher, golf and the environment, soils. You've got lesson plans for kids to go on a golf course and learn about the environment and learn all kinds of stuff. Tell us about, how did this first green program come about? Was it 1997?
That's correct. The first green started in 97, kind of in the northwest, in the Washington area. And it's just a way to bring students out to the golf courses and get them involved in STEM learning, real-life world STEM learning, science, technology, engineering, and math, something that superintendents, we do on a daily basis.
One of the mentioned, you know, there were teachers on the website talking about how excellent this was, and one teacher said, it's real-world things, not just something in a book. And that's what brings it home so much to the kids. Tell us, when they come to the golf course, to Hualalai, what do you do?
So what we did is we had a group of about 50 students. We broke them into five different groups, and we set up five different learning stations. So one learning station was about water usage. One station was about tools of the superintendent, how we kind of do the job that we do. One station was about soils, learning about silt, sand, clay. One was strictly about math and how math plays into our jobs. And then we set up a little fun putting course for everyone.
So there was some game playing as well.
Absolutely. You have to keep the kids entertained and involved, and that was a great part of the day.
Yeah, so First Green, you talk about how you're teaching the children all these things on the golf course, but it also gets kids involved in the game. Do you find children wanting to play golf after they've come to a First Green field trip?
Well, I'm sure that happens. For many kids, this is their first interaction with a golf course. It's other than just driving by and seeing this green patch. So it gets the game introduced to some students who may not have the option, which is a great thing. It will grow the game eventually.
I go back to the website too, because teachers, if you're listening, you should really check this out. The golf and the environment. The one that lit up my kids' eyes was the bugs section. Student learning objectives are learn and understand what an insect's job is and where they live. Observe and document five different types of insects seen in containers, slugs, millipedes, centipedes, ants, earwigs. Identify different anatomy parts, identify what the study of insects is called, and identify how bugs eat. And all of these things are worked into this lesson plan with a worksheet. So how many teachers are taking advantage of this on the Big Island?
So this was our inaugural year, our first year, first time we've ever done it. And I just reached out to actually my daughter's science teacher and said, is this something you'd be interested in? And he was all over it. He just, absolutely, when can we come? And I kind of said, well, let's hold off. Let's try to find a good time that fits our schedule as well as yours. And we kind of planned it a year in advance. So we've only done one of these. And we started slow. We just kind of picked, I worked with the teacher and said, what do you think we should, what do you think you want to cover? What do you think we want to get into? And he kind of gave it a blank slate and said, whatever you want. So those were just the areas that we picked. And that's what's great about this program, is that you can choose to learn about whatever you want.
The national office is the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. This is First Green, and I always want to say the First Green, and it's a program that pairs golf courses with local schools for using science, technology, engineering, and mathematics as learning opportunities on golf courses. And of course, there's the Hawaii chapter of the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America. Have you gotten any interest from other golf course superintendents or directors of golf maintenance?
You know, that's what was so great about this, is that I kind of set it up and I just reached out to two friends who are superintendents, Scott Main at Nanea and Jim Russell at Kukio. And the next thing I know, I'm getting phone calls from Kimo Meikle up at Waikoloa Kings and Beach, from Luke Bennett down at Kuanaiki. Hey, do you need any help? Can we help out at all? We want to see what this is about. So my hope is that this does start to expand and run through the state.
Yeah, I'd love it to be here on Oahu. That would be fantastic. I wanted to go to the science teacher and say, this is here. Look, lesson plans are all included. This is great. This is what the national office has put together. And the online lesson plans include, like I said, bugs, the cool tools that are on the greens, the macro invertebrates, water conservation, water quality, soils, math on the course. You've just included everything and making it a real world experience. So I'm hoping that you reach out to some of the courses on Oahu. Maybe they'll, some of the superintendents will say, hey, Dan, what are you doing? I'd like to do it over here on Oahu. That would be fantastic. Is there a message that you wanted to, I mean, we've talked about a lot, but I don't know if I've left anything out. Are you doing something special that you'd like to tell us about?
I'd like to say thanks to the support that I had throughout the company and throughout the superintendent's world. And then just to say thanks to the kids, because they, when they finished, they went back to the school and they got time to do the thank you notes. And it was amazing, the feedback that I got from those thank you notes, just how specific they were, how much they enjoyed each part of the lesson plans. You know, it was really a great day.
Dan Husick is Director of Golf Maintenance at Hualalai. And of course, Hualalai is the home of the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. And we'll be seeing them in action come February of 2019, as the part of the Aloha Swing. Dan, thanks for being on the show. A real pleasure
meeting
you.
Thanks for having
me. Absolutely. Aloha. We're going to come back. Staff Sergeant Richard Shepherd wants to tell us about something that was started not too long ago, and our chapter in Hawaii has absolutely ballooned. It's the Veterans Golfers Association, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Check out Aloha Power Equipment's 7th Anniversary Sale. Anniversary Sale at the Waipahu location on Sunday the 11th and Veterans Day Monday, November 12th. Tour our facility. Demo new equipment. Meet factory reps from Honda Steel, Shindaiwu, and more. This will be the largest power equipment sales event of its kind, featuring the lowest prices of the year. Get the brand new EU2200 at $999, free food, prizes, and a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas at our Waipahu store. Sale prices available at both locations, 2 days only, November 11th and 12th, at Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing. Your experts on call.
Join our exclusive listeners tour. It's the Golf Club, September 19th, 2019, week long, presented by Fairways and Fun Days. We're going to go to Ireland. Fairways and Fun Days is the UK's 2018 award-winning Ireland's best inbound premier golf tours. That's right. They've won it 3 years in a row. Your VIP tour includes golf at some of Ireland's top courses and resorts, including the fabulous K Club, the best golf in Ireland with your personal caddy at each, Ballybunion, Wild Atlantic, of course, along the way, and the majestic Waterville Golf Clubs, traveling in luxury vans, fine Irish dining, pubs, and of course, the famous pub lunches and breakfasts fit for champions. Tour the towns, the shops, the castles, and the places that make an Irish golf getaway a life adventure. So go to our website, radiogolfclub.com. Find out more about the golf club's September golf getaway with Fairways and Fun Days.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Sergeant Richard Shepherd, director, the executive director of the Veterans Golfers Association Hawaii chapter. The mission, the Veterans Golfers Association is dedicated to enriching the lives of veterans and their family members through the game of golf. Annually, the VGA hosts more than 250 local tournaments for thousands of VGA members across the country, culminating in the VGA National Championship And Richard is just back from Harding Park. Welcome into the clubhouse, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. I just was curious. How did you play?
I played well. I placed solo second in the nation with a two-day event culminating at Harding Park and the Olympic Club, home of the 2032 Ryder Cup and home of the 2028 PGA Championship.
That is a fabulous golf course, absolutely gorgeous here in San Francisco. And did you say you were solo second?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Congratulations. Awesome. So he just flew in yesterday. I made a phone call and said, "Hi, Richard, this is Danielle. How are you doing?" He goes, "I just landed. Can I call you back?" Now, when did you start working, and when did this Veterans Golfers Association Hawaii chapter get founded?
So the entire VGA was founded in 2014 out of Pinehurst, North Carolina. The state started its first season in 2015. Last year in 2016, we had 16 members. And this past year in 2018, we were over 200 members across the state.
200 members of the Veterans Golfers Association. That's, you know, going from 16 to 200, that's phenomenal. Now, you want to expand to all of the islands. So basically, yep. We're here on Oahu right now, but you want to have this all across. What does it take to make that expansion possible?
So right now we have two chapters. We have the Oahu chapter, where the board for the state is all currently residing in, and then we also have a Big Island chapter. Last year, they hosted 10 solo events, accumulating in two of their members going to Rio Seco in Las Vegas to try to qualify for the regional championship. In the next couple of weeks, I will be flying over to Maui, talking to some veterans over there, and setting up the Maui chapter, and also Kauai as well by mid-December.
Fantastic. You're a busy man. Staff Sergeant Richard Shepard is the executive director of the Veterans Golfers Association, expanding the association from the Oahu chapter to the Big Island chapter, of course, existing now, and then going from Maui and Kauai and getting everyone together. What does the Veterans Golfers Association do for people?
So we're more than just a golf club. It's camaraderie across the board. We're trying to expand the game of golf through the veteran community, also giving soldiers an outlook more than while they're stationed here or if they're residing out here, more than just doing the standard going out and playing golf with their regular foursome. We're trying to expand that and then give them an open line of communication for everyone.
So your program getting members to compete, socialize, physically active through the game, but you also get the families involved.
Wait, can you say that again, ma'am?
You get families involved in addition to the veteran.
Yes, ma'am. So we have five divisions in the VGA. We have the veterans, female veterans, wounded veterans, family division, and seniors division as well.
And
last year we had our first seniors division championship held in Pinehurst number two.
Huh.
And the other four divisions were able to compete at the Olympic Club and at TPC Harding Park as well.
My goodness gracious, you have some awesome golf courses to play. Do I have to be a veteran to join?
No, you don't. As long as you have one of your family members that served in the military, you are eligible to compete with us.
Wow. So my son makes me eligible. Now I just have to get my game together.
Yes, ma'am.
So, how do we sign up? How do we become a member of the Veterans Golfers Association?
So you would first go to vgagolf.org. There you will register and sign up. It's a $40 membership a year. You'll get a USGA certified gin and also a year subscription to Golf Digest as well.
Wow.
After you sign up, you will then be pushed to your local directors, and then you will be able to compete at any local events. Also, if you find yourself, traveling around the country, and you're in, say, California, you're eligible to play in the California events as well.
Nice. And I also noticed that, there's the veterans in each in each competition, there's the veteran, females, wounded, family, and seniors, and there's four flights within all of those categories.
Yes, ma'am, and the flights are broken down by a handicap. Your A flight or your champion's flight will be a stretch to 4.9, B flight 5 to 9.9, C flight 10 to 14.9, and then your D flight, which is 15, you're a 15 handicap and above, but the D flight is competitive because it's all net.
Yeah, oh, nice. That's nice. And the D flight gives people who aren't really good an opportunity to have some fun, socialize, and compete with their handicap involved. Nice.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how do I get to go to, let's say, you just came back from TPC Harding Park, and did I understand that next year's championship is at the Greenbrier?
Yes, ma'am. I just found out 48 hours ago that we will be hosting our 2019 National Championship at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. It's going to be a full 100-man field, and then we're also proud to announce that the Western Region Regional Championship will be held at Troon.
Wow.
In Scottsdale.
You got some classy places we're going to be going to.
Yes, ma'am. And our sub-regional will be held in the state of Hawaii as well.
So we don't have to travel out of state to get into the sub-regional. So you're going to have local tournaments on each island, then have a sub-regional on one island where everybody comes together. And then the people who come out of that victorious will go to the Greenbrier.
Yes, yes, ma'am. So the top 40 from our sub-regional in Hawaii will move forward to the regional championship in Phoenix, Arizona at Troon.
Wow. This is fantastic. Just a second. I have to do something for the FCC. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KORLYNI Honolulu. All right. We're talking with Staff Sergeant Richard Shepherd. And obviously, this is really enticing, right? To be able to play in those beautiful golf courses, compete, have fun, get to know some people. And this is all about the Veterans Golfers Association Hawaii chapter. And I didn't know about it. I feel so out of touch. And I found out about it through Eric Anders Lang. Remember last week we were talking about his adventures in golf on YouTube. And he had just done this fabulous piece on Kahuku, the drone video that he used. Made that golf course spectacular. And when you see it, you got to go see it. You go to Adventures in Golf on YouTube, and it's put together with Scratch TV and the PGA Tour. United sponsors it, and they came and they did a feature with Staff Sergeant Richard Shepherd about the Veterans Golfers Association Hawaii chapter. What did you guys do together?
It airs next Tuesday. I really don't want to give up too much, but
it's this coming Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, yes.
This Tuesday, our Adventures in Golf, he did a military special on us, pretty much followed us around for a couple of days. We went skydiving. We went and played Kaneohe Clipper, and he really got to know how the military and golf correlate together. So it was a really good, it was a life changing experience for a lot of the members that were able to participate in this.
In what way?
Just seeing that how the civilian side actually cares and is interested and pretty much blind to what we do on a day-to-day basis. That was a lot of feedback. They pretty much saw the actual compassion that Eric had. It was just a great time. Pretty much just asking all the questions. We had to cut back on a little bit of the jargon.
Last night we were talking and he said something. I said, what is that? Because I'm not really good at that.
Exactly.
Is that the jargon you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you guys have this abbreviated lingo where you can talk like in five words. You've said something that would take me two sentences to say, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Now, that's wonderful. Now, I happen to know that I think, did he actually jump or did you guys push him out of the plane?
He kind of jumped. he might have needed a little assistance from his parachute buddy, but he got out of the plane.
Well, I had the most amazing experience. I didn't parachute. I jumped out of an airplane, though. And like they say, you know, you got to be really strange to jump out of a plane, a perfectly good plane. Nothing wrong with it at all. But it is a magnificent experience. And I was in tandem, so it wasn't me doing any of the, you know, maneuvers. I bet he had the time of his life. Did he enjoy it?
No, yes, he did.
He was ready to go back up?
A couple of his, well, he didn't want to go back up, but a couple of the crew members wanted to do it again.
You know, I wanted to go right back up. It was, but I don't know that I would have jumped. They would have had to push me out probably. Like, I would have gone back up and said, hey, what am I doing back up here? Once was enough. I have a video. It's been a real pleasure talking with you, Staff Sergeant Richard Shepherd. You are figuring out where you want to hold this championship, the local qualifier, to get over to Greenbrier. So last year, your championship was at Turtle Bay. And in this year, you're still looking around. This is really exciting times. If you want to become a Veteran Golfers Association Hawaii Chapter member, or if you'd like to be a Veterans Golfers Association and you're anywhere in the United States, all you have to do is go to where? Tell us again.
VGAGolf.org and sign up. Also, you can follow us on Facebook at Veterans Golfers Association - Hawaii Chapter. And on there, we have a bunch of off-season get-togethers going on. So just come out and join us, and we look forward to seeing you guys up on the course.
Awesome. And some just a shout-out to Nicole Castrale and Butch Harmon, supporters of the VGA. It's VGAGolf.org. That's where you go to join. And thank you to Staff Sergeant Richard Shepherd, Executive Director of the Veterans Golfers Association, for being on the show today.
Thank you, ma'am.
Aloha. Thank you. We've got the Century Tournament of Champions coming up, and would you believe it's in less than 60 days? Less than 60 days. And then in just about 60 days, we've got the Sony Open in Hawaii. So we're going to be talking with the general manager of the Century Tournament of Champions. But first, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We've got a really absolutely fabulous event that's coming up. It's a year from now, so you've got plenty of time to plan. We want you to join our exclusive listeners tour. It's the Golf Club's September 19th, 2019, week-long, presented by Fairways and Fundays Tour of Ireland with golf. And if you don't play golf, you want to go with your golfer, we'll have lots of things for you to do. This is all put together by the UK's 2018 award-winning Ireland's Best Inbound Premier Golf Tours. It's Fairways and Fun Days. They've won that award 3 times. Your VIP tour includes golf at some of Ireland's top courses and resorts, including the K Club. The best golf in Ireland with your personal caddy at Ballybunion. The Wild Atlantic Way will be going along there. The majestic Waterville Golf Clubs. Travel in luxury vans. Fine Irish dining. The pub experience, of course. The famous pub lunches. Breakfasts fit for champions. Tour the towns, the shops, the castles. What's your pleasure? You know, there might even be surfing. Places that make an Irish golf getaway a life adventure. Visit our webpage. It's radiogolfclub.com. You'll see the banner. Find out more about the golf club's September golf getaway with fairways and fun days.
Check out Aloha Power Equipment's 7th Anniversary Sale. Anniversary Sale at the Waipahu location on Sunday the 11th and Veterans Day Monday, November 12th. Tour our facility. Demo new equipment. Meet factory reps from Honda, Steel, Shindaiwu, and more. This will be the largest power equipment sales event of its kind, featuring the lowest prices of the year. Get the brand new EU2200 at $999, free food, prizes, and a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas at our Waipahu store. Sale prices available at both locations, 2 days only, November 11th and 12th, at Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
I want to welcome our new sponsor, Aloha Power Equipment, celebrating the Waipahu store's 7th anniversary with a sale at the Waipahu location, also at the Sand Island location, but take a listen. The sale at both locations is Sunday, tomorrow, and Veterans Day, Monday, November 12th. Great prices at both the Sand Island and the Waipahu location. But if you go to the Waipahu store, where they're celebrating their 7th anniversary of being there, you'll get free food and prizes, and a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. That's all at the Waipahu store. But if you just want to go in, and they'll have the reps on site, so you'll be able to talk, you'll be able to ask them questions. You can tour the facility, demo that new equipment, meet the factory reps from Honda and Steel and Shindaiwa. The largest power equipment sales event of its kind, featuring the lowest prices of the year. That's tomorrow and Monday. And we've got a really cool guy coming in to talk to us about the Century Tournament of Champions. He is Alex Urban. He's general manager of the Century Tournament of Champions, PGA Tour at Kapalua. And they're getting it all together. And I can't believe that it's like less than 60, not 30, 60 days away. It seems like the year flies by. Just a real quick shout out. I want to make sure that they haven't changed anything. I'm kind of hesitating. But no, everything's still in place. We have a flash flood advisory or a flood advisory for the island of Oahu. It could come in a flash because the windward side, it took 10 minutes of heavy rain to just flood the streams. And of course, yesterday they had to close Kamehameha Highway in the Waikane area because the stream rose up so quickly. The ground is saturated, so it's not going to take a lot of rain. So just be aware. I can't see the mountains from where I am, but it just looks it's going to be breezy today. The winds are out of the northeast. It's going to be rainy. Your best bet probably for, playing a round of golf, maybe on the south side, on the leeward side. We've got some tee times on the Big Island. There's a 9:22 and a 10:10 and an 11:30 at the Volcano Course. Makalei, that's up country. You should go check it out. It's got one of the most difficult slope ratings. There's a 10:10 and an 11:18, and there's peacocks running around. Poipu Bay on the beautiful south side. There's a 9 o'clock and a 9:10. That's Kauai. They've got a lot of rain, but it's now coming to Oahu. Then it's moving to Maui. And you could also play over at, Maui. I just mentioned Maui. How about the Kahili course? There's a 9:30 and an 11 o'clock. That's home of Maui School of Golf. That's Claude Brousseau, and he's just flown to Oahu to go teach at Kapolei today. And Kapolei, by the way, is sold out, in case you were hoping to get a tee time at Kapolei. All right, let's bring into the clubhouse Alex Urban, General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. I mean, it's nice and cool. Maybe it may be raining, but it's not 90 degrees. It's kind of nice having the change. You've got a lot that you must be in the final, it's only 60 days.
Yeah, it's actually, I keep a counter in my office counting down to the first day that we're open to the public, and it's coming up. Yeah, 60 days is pretty close to the number.
Give me the exact number. What's in your office?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember. Now you're going to put me on the spot.
Sorry.
Hold on. I can come up with this.
Wait a minute. I thought you didn't want to, you know, embarrass me, and here I'm embarrassing you. That's funny.
You know what? It's actually 51 days.
Oh, my. 51. Yeah. All right. Now I'm going to start counting down because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be doing my show from the Century Tournament of Champions. I love the Media Center. And I walk up and I see this magnificent view. What am I looking at? It's not Honolulu Bay. That's kind of more on the right side of the Media Center. But I'm looking at the whales breaching. And tell us.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better first tee view anywhere. And really, you're just looking out towards Molokai. Molokai is kind of straight out there. Honolulu Bay is off to the right. You can see that if you go out towards, 11, 12, 13 on the golf course.
Yes.
Then you're right by Honolulu Bay. But on the first tee, you're really just looking out towards the Pacific Ocean and then towards Molokai.
Yeah, when the whales are out in force, and they were there a couple of years ago, it was like everywhere. There's one. it's something not just for the golf. Of course, you have to be a winner. So it's winners only at the Century Tournament of Champions. That in and of itself is magnificent, but the golf course is fantastic, and it's a great walk about. You really get a good exercise.
it's like a hike. If you do the whole thing, it's you definitely get a good workout.
Yeah.
But it's a great golf course to view for that reason, because you can get really close to a lot of the players, closer than you would at other tour events, just because, so few people will walk out to places like 4 and 5 and 6. That you can really, really get a close view of the best players in the world.
Yeah, you need to get your hat on, your sunscreen, a little water pack, one of those camel packs. And you're ready to rock. Now, what do you need now for the Century of Tournament of Champions to go off without a hitch for you? In your world, what do you need?
Our world is, the nice thing about a tournament that's been around for as long as this one is that, we kind of know what we need, and it's kind of we're on the logistical side of things, making sure it's really windy where I am. We're crossing T's and dotting I's, and in terms of spectator shuttles, for example, like our public spectator parking area is at the Lahaina Civic Center, which is where the Maui Invitational Basketball Tournament will be in just a couple weeks here. But that's where we obviously shuttle the fans from there to the golf course. It's not too terribly long, 5 or 10 minutes. Figuring out the logistics on even something like that, that's the kind of stuff that makes us relax when we get that figured out.
Yeah. How often does the shuttle run?
They run often enough that it's essentially as soon as they're filled, they send them. So it's a nice, you're not going to wait too long for shuttles over there.
That's great. So that's where we park. Then do you need volunteers?
We do need volunteers. So we always need volunteers. Our field is outstanding right now. And I know we had Rory McIlroy announce that he was going to play in the tournament, which is awesome. Brooks Koepka and James Day and all those guys are going to be in the field. And so I think we're expecting pretty good attendance. And so with that, you obviously need a little bit more volunteers. So for those that are thinking about volunteering, if you go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com, you can learn everything you need to know about volunteering. And we have plenty of committees that still need people.
Okay. Now, you've got to tell us where it's this windy, because it isn't this windy in Honolulu.
No, it's funny. I walked outside. I'm actually on Oahu for the weekend. And so you're not wrong. It's better right here, isn't it? Yeah.
There you go.
So I walked outside for a moment, and because where I was standing, it was actually spitting rain a little bit. And when I turned the corner, there was a big wall of wind.
I thought you were on the 11th tee at Kapalua.
No. That's always a possibility, though.
I thought, oh my goodness, the flagstick, it's parallel to the ground.
Always a possibility.
Okay, so if you're inclined to be a volunteer, you just go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. What are you still looking for? Marshals and shot link people and greeters.
Marshals we always need. So that's always the biggest need. If I could pinpoint something that really makes a golf tournament run smoothly, if you have enough marshals, that makes life a lot better for everyone. I'll tell you what, a big one we need are just drivers for both our kind of some of our shuttles that we have right there in the Kapalua area. So we, of course, run shuttles. This actually kind of leads into parking a little bit, but we have an official deal with Uber this year, where you take your Uber, if you point it towards the tournament, you'll get dropped off at the Village Center down near the resort in Kapalua, and we actually will have shuttles running from there right up to the putting green entrance at the tournament.
Oh, that is awesome! No, that is
Yeah, exactly. Just creating a little infrastructure because so many people use Uber, like myself. And it's just, it's going to be a nice experience for everyone that's using that ride-sharing program. But, yeah, so that we have obviously have a need for more volunteers to drive those shuttles, too. So there's plenty of different volunteer committees to get involved with.
Okay, now you got to tell me what I get for being a volunteer.
Yeah, no, it's great. You get shirt and hat and tickets to the event and... Yeah, obviously we feed you for the week, and for the first time, and this is courtesy of Century, who's just an awesome title sponsor. We're doing a little volunteer appreciation party on Saturday after play.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot of fun. We'll play a little music, and we'll do a couple of raffle items and that sort of thing. And you can't run golf tournaments without volunteers. So it's important that we show how important they are, and that everyone feels like they're contributing, which they are.
Yeah, because it would be financially impossible. You would need the prize money that you give to the golfers, hire the people.
Right. Yeah, no, we need them.
Yeah, so if you'd like to be a driver, and by the way, a marshal doesn't need to know all the rules of golf. You need to be able to tell people to stay back, hold up the sign that says quiet. You do need to have a kind of a sense of authority, but in a very nice, polite way, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing about any of our committees is that you'll get trained up, and we've got a really, really outstanding volunteer leadership team, and they'll train you and get you exactly where you need to go. And when it comes to marshals, yeah, a little bit of authority is not a bad thing, but it's Hawaii. It's Aloha. We don't want anyone to get too overly aggressive.
You know, but if you're making noise with your camera, you know, somebody has to say you need to stop that. So because that's a problem. This being the winners, I mean, okay, let's see now. Dustin Johnson, Patton Kizzire, John Rahm, Gary Woodland, Bubba Watson, Justin Thomas. I don't know. Did Phil Mickelson say he's coming? Paul Casey, Rory McIlroy is going to be there. There's Bubba Watson again. He won several times, so he's definitely in. Patrick Reed, always an interesting person to watch on the course. Webb Simpson, Justin Rose would be awesome. There we go. Brooks Koepka. Awesome. And to see the two of Justin Rose, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau has won three times this year that I can think of. Maybe it's four times.
Yeah, no, it's actually four if you include, because we do it by the calendar year, obviously. And so his win that he just picked up, that was actually his fourth win in the calendar year of 2018.
And incredible. Incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah, so we've got this incredible field coming to the Century Tournament of Champions. What better way for you to spend the day than to be in the 2019 Century Tournament of Champions Pro-Am? Do you have any openings?
We don't. We are actually sold out on the Pro-Am right now. So
I'm not surprised.
I think for all the reasons you just stated, I think you just named all the reasons why people buy those spots up, and that's because the field is so good that, you know, we're the only Pro-Am that when you play in it, you're definitely going to play with a PGA Tour winner, because obviously everyone in the field is qualified by winning. It's going to be a great field. As you were going through all those names, Brooks Koepka, what a season he had. He was a player of the year and a couple of major championships. And even a Webb Simpson, it was cool to see him win the Players' Championship.
Yes, and Brant Snedeker. Brant Snedeker loves Kapalua.
He does. He really does. He was. I think he booked his hotel room like hours after he won. It was very quickly on his mind.
And then there's two guys that are going to be fun to watch: Xander Schauffele and Cameron Champ. What is that? 320 he can drive the fifth. What you know? I don't know. He'll go past the fifth if he's driver.
Seriously. Well, you remember last year? So Dustin almost made a hole in one on 12.
It's silly.
And I think Cam Champ might need 3-wood there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think driver might be too much club. Yeah. I was watching during his win, and they showed the stats on the swing speeds. And he's swinging the golf club at 129 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I mean, Dustin Johnson's 122.
Right. I mean, and we saw Tiger Woods up at that speed, but he didn't have the accuracy. He had to dial it back.
Right.
Yeah, so Cam Champ, yes, he's got accuracy in addition to the swing speed. That makes him lethal unless he hurts himself. That's when I look at him going, whoa, dude.
Well, that's a fair point. And, you know, he was playing through a couple of rounds. It's still just a couple off the lead in Mexico at the Mayakoba,
yeah.
But I think Matt Kuchar's opened up a little lead, so that would be he always loves Kapalua. So
and Matt Kuchar, if he wins, he qualifies, right?
Absolutely. This is this week and next week, so the RSM Classic is our kind of the last chance to get into our field.
Yeah, well, I sure hope some of our British guys come over. I know it's a long flight for them, you know, during the holidays, and everybody understands that. But somebody that's going to be fun to watch, too, is Satoshi Kodaira. He's quite the short game guru guy, and he's great off the tee. So all of these fellows coming over for the Century Tournament of Champions. Tell us about tickets. How do we get tickets?
Yeah, so just like volunteering, you can get tickets on CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Nice and easy, just the tournament name is the website. And we've got a number of options for those here on the islands. We've got a Kama Aina ticket that is running through the end of this month. So if you want to get that discount, it's a good NA Day ticket for $25, which is an amazing value, especially when you think about the fact that you can bring in 3 kids, 18 and under, for free with that ticket. I mean, you can get a pretty cost-effective day for the family pretty easily at the Century Tournament of Champions.
And they will sleep after.
Yeah, so the Kama Aina tickets, obviously something that we're really proud of and pushing. But, you know, obviously we have grounds tickets, weekly grounds tickets. We have our clubhouse ticket, which is you're only going to have access to that clubhouse if you have a clubhouse ticket. We have a nice little package because parking, which I've already touched on a little bit, is always a premium up in Kapalua just because there simply aren't a ton of parking spaces. And we do have a ticket that is 2 weekly clubhouse tickets that comes with an on-site parking pass, and that's our champions package. So that's right there on the ticket site as well if that's something you're interested in. So we're just trying to give everyone options for how they can come experience the tournament in the best way possible.
Wow. So if you Uber to the Kapalua Village, then you can then get a shuttle up where you can park in Lahaina and get a shuttle up. And there's lots of different ticket options. You can be a marshal or a driver. They need all that. CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Alex, hold on a second. Do you guys want to win golf balls? Just call 546-5679. Did I give out the right number? No. Hold on a second. Danielle's lost her number. Okay. 546-5675. Make it 5 at the end, okay? 546-5675. Thinking about the Tournament of Champions and Veterans Day, I just checked in with the pro shop at Kapalua on the plantation course. Between 11 o'clock and 12:50 tomorrow, active duty retired veterans, you can play the plantation course and see that amazing first tee view. It's $59 between 11 and 12:50. Okay? So that's an awesome, awesome deal. And thank you so much. Alex, we've run out of time. You're going to be back on with me before this tournament hits?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay. So we'll talk again real soon then. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you to our sponsors, all of the people who make this show possible. And I'd like to welcome our new sponsor, Aloha Power Equipment, celebrating the Waipahu store 7th anniversary sale at the Waipahu location on Sunday. They're going to have food and prizes, and you could win a trip for 2 to Las Vegas. Okay, that's at the Waipahu store. Plus, of course, great, great deals. And you'll get those deals at the Sand Island store, too, if you don't have time to go cruise and hang out and eat some great food and have some fun while you decide whether you need that generator, life-saving generator, you should go and get one. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, small store, huge one, custom home, townhouse, new build, renovation, repair, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. And I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.